You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Are you frustrated and confused about how to attract new clients? Nothing you have done is working, and you're tired of waiting for the phone to ring. Imagine learning the tips and tools that will help you get noticed and booked by your ideal client, and paid what you're worth for your amazing services. Now's the time to make your dream a reality, and the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will teach you how. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another show. This is show number 121. Let me ask you a question. Do you want to master your personal, interpersonal and professional relationships so you can have a sane and thriving career and personal life? Well, my guest today is Dr. Anya Walter-Reese, and she helps actors, singers and creatives in film and TV, as well as creative coaches and entrepreneurs, to heal and master their personal, interpersonal and professional relationships so they can have sane, thriving careers as well as happy and fulfilled personal lives, because relationship is everything and everything is relationships. I love that. So on today's show, Anya will speak about the number one reason that prevents us from living ongoing, happy, thriving and fulfilled relationships, lives and careers. We're also going to experience how you can program your brain, your state of being and your confidence instantly so you can create ongoing, happy, thriving and fulfilled relationships and thus our personal lives and careers. And you're going to witness and participate in a short demonstration of alpha synapses programming, because Anya is going to do a short demonstration with me, and she's also going to share an effective tool, a power question, which allow you to have a happy, fearless relationship with yourself and everyone in your life. So welcome to the show, Anya.
Thank you so much, Anya, for this great introduction. I'm very happy to be here with you.
Look, I think everyone would love to have a thriving, sane, fulfilled life and of course, relationships. In your experience, what do you think prevents us from living ongoing, happy, thriving and fulfilled relationships and personal lives and careers?
Yeah, the main reason I see again and again when I'm working with singles and couples and, you know, artists and entrepreneurs and so forth is really fear. And it seems like, oh, okay, we know, okay, fear is always a reason. But it's really worth looking at that obstacle, because it's a certain kind of fear, specific fear, that really prevents us from having these fulfilled and happy relationships and also careers. And that's the fear that springs from a belief of separation mm-hmm. from the good in us, from our source, mm-hmm. and from the good around us that we desire to have or experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's a real fundamental fear at the core, probably at of all fears.
So if I understand correctly, then each of us has a unique fear. So the fear that I might experience may be quite different from the fear that you're experiencing. Is that correct?
Well, I think it's the facets, it differentiates, but the core is the same. The core is really the idea that we are not one with the source, which means, you know, that eternal and divine creative energy mm-hmm. that created us, that brought us here, that, you know, makes us breathe every day, gives us the air to breathe. And from that stems also the idea that we are not good enough, that something is missing or lacking, that maybe we're sinful, you know, if some religious programming comes in there too. Mm-hmm. And that for me is actually the original sin, you know. It's believing that we are separate from that well of creativity, of oneness, of divine goodness that we are, and that we have everything we need, really, to be loved, to connect and be one, you know, with others, and also to create what we want and manifest it.
Yeah. Now, as you're talking, it reminds me kind of, I can see the journey that I've been going over the last couple of years. And this is something that I'm sure you might have seen in your clients and what I've seen in people that I've had the pleasure of meeting and interacting with, is that often whenever we're struggling with something, we look at the external factors and it's, well, it's, you know, we let's change this or let's try and improve that, without really looking internally and saying, well, what's the deeper thing that's going on here? And of course, you're talking about the fear, which is really at the core. Do you find that we tend to try and fix other things externally without actually looking internally and saying, you know, what's going on here?
Absolutely, Anna Maria. That's so true and right on, because, you know, we are trained to do that through socialization. We are trained to always look to compare each other, you know, with other people, and to look outside to fix something. That's, in a way, the duality we grow up in, and duality is the opposite of oneness. And so it's part of the separation setup that we grow into. And so that's the first thing we do. And also when something happens to us, we think it's happening from the outside, not realizing that's actually the inside being mirrored in the outside. And so, yeah, I always say when I work with clients, you know, change can happen from both sides. It can happen from the outside to the inside and from the inside out. But without going and coming from the inside, you will never have lasting change.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I think that's so powerful. And if someone is listening today and they haven't yet realized that the work, because, you know, there's a saying, we don't know what we don't know, and that sometimes we walk into it like it's, bow, I've just walked into that. Oh, yeah. That's that wall again, that invisible wall. So for people sitting there that you recognize that could really benefit from going through a transformation through the process that you're going to share with us in a moment, what would be some of the things that might be showing up for them in their lives, in their careers, and in their relationships that kind of indicate, hang on a second, you've been working on the external stuff, but now's the time to really look at some of these deeper internal elements? What would be showing up for them?
Yeah, I mean, indicators to really identify that, I think more really showing, or more important than to identify, okay, what's showing up, because that can be all kinds of things, right?
Yep.
I mean, we could go through a whole story of, you know, could be about money, which is often a very big indicator. Every time something happens that we don't want to happen or didn't expect to happen, and we say, I didn't want that, you know?
Yes.
I didn't order that. And that's something, you know, that's an indicator from the outside. But an even better way to pinpoint it is whenever we go into blame or into pointing fingers and projecting, then we know really whatever we point to, that's the outside we think is the reason. But the real reason, of course, is inside, that we have been not aligned with who we really are and what we really want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's such an incredible insight. Thank you for sharing that. So, you know, and often it can be that something happens to us again and again, and it's like, yeah, there I am again, the same thing's happening.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
You know, and we look externally. That kind of cycle, or where we find ourselves in our stuckness, is such an incredible opportunity for us for learning and development and growth. So I think that's so mindful. As you say, sometimes we go around and it's like, well, this is the reason why that happened and this is why that's happening. And it's like, you know what? If we looked in the mirror, we would open ourselves up to such incredible possibilities of transformation. So how can we change that or remove what's preventing us from creating happy, flourishing and fulfilled personal interpersonal relationships? Because often it's been with us for as long as we can remember. And for some of us, that time spans a lot longer than other people.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, the first thing is really to get out of victimhood and to step into responsibility. So it's not about now gearing the blame against oneself, you know, what am I doing here, you know, instead of saying, what are you doing out there now, like, what am I doing here, and I'm a failure, and I'm bad, or, you know, not going into that victimhood thing that either oneself is a victim or the other, and then stepping into, you know, taking responsibility, meaning I somehow created that, I don't know really how and why, but obviously there is a pattern here. And so then to open up to really asking for help. Mm-hmm. Asking for help, either the source, you know, praying can help to get then people attracted into your life that can help you and moving forward with these impulses you have. And then, of course, I mean, help can be professional help, like through a coach like you or me, you know, mm-hmm. can be also through somebody else. But with these patterns and that the reoccurring thing that you just described, it's often really important to go deep into the causes, which are conditionings and belief systems. And one of the, you know, there are lots of tools out there that you can learn to change them. And I have many in my toolbox because that's a big theme in my life and also in the work that I have with clients. But today I wanted to share one very new tool. It actually was created 2 years ago by a German computer programmer and healer. Very interesting combination.
Yes, wow.
Yes, and that is really so revolutionary and so, how can I say, magic, that there's a part of it that I cannot explain, but it works wonderfully. And we can actually really reprogram the synapses in the brain. You know, synapses are like highways that mm-hmm. run these patterns and programs mm-hmm. habitually. And then we can delete those and install new ones with new programs. And that's through language, which is, you could say, loaded with healing energy. Mm-hmm. I mean, that, you know, and there's more to, there could be more explained, but it's more like with many of these things, you better experience it than just explaining.
Yes.
And yeah, that's why I thought it would be great to do a little demonstration.
Why not? Let's dive in.
All right, Annemarie, then, because you are volunteering here today.
Hang on, let me just do a check-in. Is there anyone else that would like to step in? I'm it.
All right, awesome. The question is, I mean, we want to keep it simple because we don't have that much time and, you know, we can't go too deep here. But if you could pick a situation, maybe something that has to do with relationship, either with yourself, maybe professionally, maybe with somebody, you know, out of your personal life, where you say, you know, this is a it situation I would like to change. What would that be? Is there anything popping up into your mind?
I think of one in my professional life, and it's something that is becoming more and more apparent. So let's talk about that because I'd love to get some insights on that. It's the feeling of needing to be in control and having all the answers kind of before I make that step. Because I have, and I might be jumping the gun here, have the belief, you know, working hard, need to do it yourself, need to have all the answers, and not being able to have kind of that trust that sometimes you just need to take that step of faith and move forward, and you don't need to have that control and knowing all of everything. That would have to be something,
very
I think.
Good. Mm. That's a very good example. And because it also creates all kinds of stress, strain, and struggle in a way you know, that you don't need, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
And it also doesn't make you happy and doesn't make the people around you happy that want to help you.
That's right, for sure.
Yeah. So how do you feel in regards to that situation you just described?
Oh, it's a heavy... It's horrible. It's frustrating. And when you sit with that, you have reminders every day that, well, that didn't work because you didn't, you know, and didn't have that. And what you said, the cycle, you attract things that you don't want. So with that are a lot of results and outcomes, which, you know, again, feed into that and that need. And then you feel like I have to control it and step in even further to change it, which is, again, that pattern, you know. So, yeah, that's a pattern I know really well.
Yeah, yeah. And it's also exhausting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So then let's go to the ideal. How would you like the situation to be instead?
Lighter, having trust, having faith, having... opening up, you know, very much. Would you talk about that feeling of lightness, of just being okay, you know, and trust and faith? I think that's really important.
Mm-hmm. So that's the way you would like to feel, right?
Yes, just feel, just content, and the words that are coming up, that it's all okay, everything's okay.
Everything's okay. Okay. And then if we just get into the picture, because before you had a picture where, you know, some pictures came up, right? where you're thinking of, you know, you have to control things and you have to have the answers and work hard. That was the situation you described, right?
Yes.
And if you get a little more into the situation you would like it to be, so you had, you know, you had some great emotional things that I took notice here. But what kind of pictures would the situation look like to you, ideally?
Sure. Well, if I look at the two for comparison, the first one, as I'm you're repeating that back to me, I can see myself carrying this huge, big, heavy bag on my shoulder, trudging up this hill. You know, it's like, oh, and it's horrible and it's hot and, it, you know, straining myself. Yet the other side where everything's freer, opener, I'm actually on top of that hill standing with my arms open wide, looking up to the, you know, sky, just smiling and just being and just feeling so light and, yeah, amazing. It's just such a contrast.
Great. Yeah. Okay. And so now we go into the process after we gathered the information we need here. Let me quickly check in. I will see, you know, which way, in a way, we enter. So this is a very intuitive process as well. And so I will quickly check in with my inner guidance. So we go with the development process. And the way it works right now is I'm going to say some healing sentences. And you just listen and take a deep breath after every sentence. And that's all. You don't need to understand them, actually. You don't need to analyze them. You know, your higher truth and your higher essence knows what's going to happen here. Okay?
Okay.
So the first one is, I find in my dreams access to the world of spirit. I dare to be myself and to follow my inner guidance. Everything that occurs is meaningful and fosters my growth. I can't change the past. The future hasn't begun yet. I create with ease and faith. Only through letting go, I get to the next step. And the desires in the innermost of my heart are always in harmony with the cosmos. I fully let go of my stress and replace it with inner calm and peace. I'm always safe and attract only good. I'm in resonance with integrity and unviolableness. I hope you can, so you're not unviolableness. Is that clear what I mean with that?
What all?
So you're checking in. Unviolability?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yes, okay, good. Okay, I said again. And you take a deep breath. I'm in resonance with integrity and unviolability. Okay. And I order, again, you just listen, to delete all synapses, programs, programmings, and beliefs in all areas of the brain and my whole body system that cause me to believe, to fear, and to know that I have to always be in control, that I have to have all the answers, that I have to work hard, that I cannot trust others, and that I have to stem the heavy load myself in order to be safe and successful. I delete these synapses and programs now. Take a deep breath. Maybe some pictures come up, maybe not. I don't have to, just let it happen. And I delete all synapses and programs that indicate or make me believe that I am separate from my inner guidance and source, from the higher essence and the internal guidance of the divine creativity in me and outside of me, and that I'm not supported in reaching my goals and dreams with help and with ease, allowing myself to trust. I delete all the synapses and programs that prevent that or diminish that? Yes. Now. Again, take a deep breath. And I install and activate new synapses and programming in all brain areas, in my whole body and energy system, that empower me and make me totally sure that I can fully trust and have faith, open up, feel light, and I'm on top of the hill, being helped by competent and trustworthy people, getting all the resources, all the help, all the guidance, all the safety, and all the ease I desire, while being fully supported by the universe and feeling totally okay with myself and in trust, and that everything is okay and will be okay. I install and activate the synapses and programming now. Take another deep breath. Can you give me a number between 1 and 12?
Mm-hmm. Number 10 is coming up for me.
All right. So I'm in resonance with freedom, equality, and independence. Take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I am and receive dignity and respect. I am unlimited inside and out. And I connect the organs of my heart system with my body and energy system to a peaceful, loving, happy, and harmonious relationship. Take another deep breath. Maybe there's some pictures coming up, maybe not. That's fine. Time. Then I'm in resonance with inner strength and trust. Another deep breath. I'm in resonance with the virtue of justice. Deep breath. I'm in resonance with self-responsibility. I'm in resonance with teamwork, fairness, and leadership. I easily, faithfully, and happily work with my team for the big goal and the big success. I lead from love and trust. I lead from the heart. Okay, and I'm one with all that is. I'm whole and divine. Okay, take another deep breath. Ah. And tell me, how are you feeling right now in general?
Great.
How do you feel right now?
No, that's amazing. Lighter. Actually, whilst you were talking, the images that I got was kind of like cutting, you know, the ropes and throwing off the straps that I've been carrying around. So I was running up that hill.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Awesome. I just got a big shiver. Whenever I get that, it means like you're right on with your truth. And when you think of now the old situation, you know, you have to control everything, you have to have all the answers, work even harder. How does that feel when you think of that right now?
There's an awareness there, but there's not that kind of connection, because what would often happen with me was that internal voice. Blah, 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 blah. You know, that internal voice is now not there.
Mm-hmm.
There's just that empty space, you know, that empty space, openness, calmness, what you said, you know, in the through the process.
Mm-hmm. And when you think now of the situation the way you would like it to be on top of the hill, looking up into the sky, you know, being spacious in a way, you know, expansive, and having trust and faith, opening up and knowing that everything is all right. Mm-hmm. How does that feel when you think of that right now?
Amazing. Yeah. And I think it, as I take a deep breath, I've really embedded that, you know, that vision of standing on top of that mountain. I think, it really exciting, actually, is the word that's coming up for me. Exciting and empowering. Because the old way would have been always having that, but, you know, that kind of thing. Now it's just, you know, all okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful.
Amazing.
All right. So now I would like to invite you just to set an intention that anything that changes, and it might be very subtle in the beginning, that you see that you realize that. Because often when things fall away that have been bothering us before, the brain pretends it has never existed.
All right.
And then, you know, the success you just co-created here with me together with this process elopes, you know. Mm-hmm. And so to really bring it home for you, you know, set this intention that you will perceive whatever changes.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, and drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
Very important, and if you need some rest later, because it's still integrating, you know, the process is still being integrated in the system.
Yeah.
So that can sometimes cause a little that we have to lie down or want to just take it a little slower for a little bit.
I should be mindful of that. Wow. Wow. Let me ask you then, for the benefit of the listeners who I'm sure have just gone, oh my goodness, what's one thing that they can do right away to create a shift in their relationships, their lives, and their businesses and careers?
Yeah, I really believe in the power of asking the right questions, you know, because as you said, we have usually this internal dialogue and we're telling each other ourselves stories. And often we ask also questions that are not helpful, that are actually kicking off the old stories we're telling us.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to give to the people that are listening right now is a question that's really kicking off a new story and enabling them to step into that creative source that we're all connected with. And that's what I call a power question. And the question is, as being one with the endless divine source of love and creation, how would I go about this, you know, situation or dream of mine? So I repeat it. As being one with the endless divine source of love and creation, how would I go about this? About this situation, about this dream, about this relationship, about whatever it is. So coming really through this question, we really get connected right away with being connected to the source. Yeah. And when we're realizing that we're not separate from the source, which is also pure love, you know, fear has a much harder, or let's just say a much tighter space to even enter.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
And yeah, and that's what this question really brings. It's an expansion for love and for guidance and coming from the inside, from a place of abundance and love and not from fear.
Yes.
And therefore, the results on the outside will be very different from what, you know, you have attracted before.
Yeah, love that. Amazing, amazing. So thank you so very much for doing the demonstration. I think often hearing or seeing something like that happen, you can really then sense the incredible transformation and the results, you know, that can certainly be experienced. And as we mentioned, you know, in today's interview, it can be a cycle or a pattern that we haven't known for very, very long, and recognizing that it is a pattern, I think, is great, a great first step forward. And of course, with that power question, it definitely is able to take us that step further. But of course, going through that experience themselves. So Anya, if people want to get in contact with you, what's the best way that they can do that?
Well, there's my website they can go to.
Yes.
Where there's also contact information. That's stardomcoaching.com, the www. and then stardom, mm-hmm. and then coaching in one word, STARDOM, coaching.com. And I will actually start pretty soon, in a couple of weeks, the latest, a group where we have a monthly call with Alpha, and we'll work once a month, you know, for an hour on themes around relationship, around career, around empowerment. And so that's really a good starting point if anybody wants to join, because you can either be there for one time or you can be there for, you know, the whole series. Mm. It's an ongoing thing. And I priced it in a way that really, really everybody can do this, you know, because I wanted to offer something for people no matter where they financially are right now. And also, of course, there's an email address. And if anybody wants to inquire how to get an orientation session for free, just to see how we could maybe work one-on-one together to help them individually, that's also a possibility, then just connect with me.
Fabulous. Good, good. And, of course, all of the details on how to contact Anya are going to be on the show notes. And if you want to go across to ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/AES121, you'll be able to go through on the show notes. There's a further resources there on the page that Anya has shared as well, which was an alpha training session that Anya did with Nikki Robinson, a radio host, a singer and yoga teacher, when Anya appeared on the Orgina Rose TV show. So that's something else that people can check out. The link is there on the show notes. So that is fabulous. So once again, thank you so much for coming on the show, Anya, and sharing your brilliance.
Thank you so much, Annemarie, for having me. Yeah. It was really a joy. And yeah, always, you know, working with you, talking with you is just such a pleasure.
My pleasure as well. And of course, for you listening today, what pattern have you identified? What cycle do you continue to operate in that you can certainly change through going through the process that Anya shared? Why don't you leave us a comment on the bottom of the show page? There is a comment section. Let us know what your biggest aha is. And of course, while you're there, reach out to Anya and connect with her that way as well. If this is the first time that you are listening to the show, there is also a link on the show notes where you can subscribe to our iTunes channel. We would love it if you would do that and share the show with colleagues and friends as well who you know could benefit from today's message. Every week, as we have done today, we always share a guest expert, inspirational, educational and informative brilliance that they share. And we would love to have you back again next week as well, listening to another podcast episode. Bye for now, everyone. Bye again, Anya.
Bye. Bye.
You've been listening to the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. Do you want to promote your business to tens of thousands of other ambitious entrepreneurs, both nationally and internationally? I invite you to reach out and learn more about our customized sponsorship packages by emailing beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com. That's beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com, and we'll send you out further details.